in our city. Press conference earlier today over at Nissan Stadium to talk about the Stadium Series, which involves the Predators and the Tampa Bay Lightnings on February the 26th of 2022. The Preds then held a luncheon that I got invited to. As a good radio person, I accepted the free meal. But I want to kind of reciprocate a little bit to Predators CEO Sean Henry, who's about to join us. I want to invite Sean over to the house tonight to watch the Braves and the Dodgers. Sean, I hope you'll accept.
You know, that is one of the most awkward invites I've ever gotten. Because if I accepted, you'd have to die, you'd have to buy me dinner, and you're too cheap to do that.
Wow.
It is Wednesday.
How you doing?
I do well, but did you actually just call the Lightning the Lightnings?
Yeah, it didn't roll off the way it should have.
No, I'm glad you did, because I do that when I try to make fun of them a little bit. It's my own personal joke with one of their employees. So
yeah,
I'm going to get this tape and send it to them. The Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, this one just didn't roll off the tip of the tongue the way it should have.
Well, good luck tonight. You know I'm pulling for the Braves over the Dodgers, so hopefully you win.
Oh, I hope you're right about that. So, Sean, tell me, I mean, it sounds great that you play a hockey game in a football stadium. We all want that. But in the logistics, how hard is that kind of thing to pull off?
Well, you know, whenever you create an indoor ice sheet outside, you know, the logistics, you don't know what they all are. I mean, you know what they are as far as building temporary ice, you know, 200-foot surface in the middle of a 300-yard field, sight lines, stages, power, all those things. The biggest thing that comes into play is the unpredictability of the weather, and that's where, you know, our special events team, they just do a great job because, you know, they've made ice in negative 28-degree weather with wind, which is hard. They've made ice in the desert with the sun glaring on it, which is hard. And the worst conditions of all are windy rain. And so we'll go through it, but it really is an amazing thing to watch. I was talking to Adam Vinion the other day from The Athletic, and when he was in D.C. still, and they were playing a game at the Nationals ballpark, he went over there every day and did a story on what they were doing that day. And I hope those stories are done here because it really is fascinating. I mean, it's fascinating building our ice in the building in perfect condition. So, yeah, the logistics are known difficulties, but I don't even know how many games we've done outside now. But they have down pretty pat. And you know, when you work with a good crew like the Titans, you know, it's going to be a little bit easier.
It was really interesting today to hear Gary Bettman talk about the league's excitement for being here. I have always felt like you all sort of taught the league some new stuff a few years ago about how to market big events. And he almost acknowledged that today.
Yeah, no, what I really enjoy about Gary is, you know, he trusts people, he trusts teams. He wants teams to show their individual flair and identity because each market's a little bit different around this great game. And, you know, when you do it and you do it well and maybe you take a risk or two and most good things got paid off, he gives you a lot more and a lot more and a lot more. And I really just love that about him. And I've been fortunate enough to be around Gary for, gosh, almost 25 years now. And he's not afraid to try new things. And he really enjoys being around teams and people and businesses that kind of embrace that. And he laughed when we proposed everything we want to do at the All-Star Game. He said, well, let's do it. You know, we'll see what happens. And I don't know if there was anyone happier with how wonderful it was. And that really paid off the next year in the Stanley Cup when we really locked arms and created so many special moments.
No kidding. Watson, say hello to Sean Henry.
Sean, if you go eat with George tonight, you might want to bring your own just in case.
I'll tell you what, last time I ate with a George, with Big George, it was for a Yankee game, and George, who has hands bigger than my head, reached into a bin of barbecue and scooped out his hand and put it on my plate. And ever since then, I've not eaten with a man named George.
Now, that's George Armstead. Okay,
gracious alive.
Let's make that clear.
It was George Armstead, but I don't know, man. I'm getting weird flashbacks.
That's about as bad. That don't sound real good. Tell me you did not eat the barbecue, correct?
No, and he was offended. I'm not eating this. I mean, I'm a germaphobe as it is, and when you see those, I mean, his hands are humongous. And then he reached into some Cheetos and crunched them up for me on top of my barbecue. And that is a true story. You can ask George's brothers, Chris Parker and Jeff Hogan. They were there.
Oh, gracious.
Watson, I'll say this. If Sean does bring his own, I hope he brings enough for two of us.
Good point. Make sure you get a double dose. That's exactly right.
Leftovers from today at lunch.
The cookies. That's good, George.
Bring the cookies.
That is so true.
A true radio guy.
Oh, me. Sean, in logistics-wise, what do you have to do? Do you put seats in? The ice doesn't eat up the field completely, so what do? Do you put seats down low into that? You add that to it, or what?
No, they normally don't. I've never seen slightly different, but normally what you do is you infill it with some different levels of entertainment. Okay. So, you know, with us being in Music City, I don't want to foretell anything, but I think we're going to have some fun with you know, some different pockets built in around it, because in reality, you want to get up a little bit high from a viewing standpoint, you know, to really enjoy that game the best. So if someone was on the field, it probably wouldn't be the best view of the ice, but it does give you so much ample opportunity to bring something to life. So in Dallas, when we played at the Cotton Bowl, again, a massive stadium, you know, they had a stage at one end, they had pig races at the other, they had mutton bucking at another, and you know, everywhere on the field, there was something going on at every break and play. So that's what's great about playing in a football stadium. There's so much space to program some different things.
Yeah. Two quick things, and I'll give you to Terry. How do you do this ticket-wise? Does it go to your season ticket people immediately, and then on down, do you do it the same way, or is this done differently?
Yeah, no, you nailed it a little bit. Now, it's not our event. That's the one odd thing for me, because some people have accused me of being somewhat of a control freak.
So you don't, you don't get the money from this event.
So this is an NHL event. You know, okay. So basically, quote-unquote, sell them a home game, if you will, and then they do everything and do a great job with it. But, of course, our season ticket holders had a pre-sale opportunity before the general public, which tickets go on sale tomorrow. So for the past, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, our season ticket holders and partners, and then we opened it up to the Titans season ticket holders and partners, and I think we even did Nashville SC as well, because, again, they're a partner in this as well. You know, they had to be so accommodating with their own schedule. So, you know, our fans, of course, get the first crack at it, and now it goes on sale with the general public, and this thing's going to be sold out quickly, and even if you're not a hockey fan, which if you're not, there's something wrong with you, but if you're not, you want to be there, and this is going to be one of those great events we look back on years from now, and we're all going to claim to be there, so you might as well be there.
Well, and my last thing, Sean, how do you do the players with this? Is the ice done a day before to where the players can get on the ice and get used to it? Is it done the day of? How do you let the players, and is it done in left length of time to where they get out on the ice and get to practice once on it or whatever?
Yeah, so what's nice about the Stadium Series, unlike the Winter Classic, you have a little bit more time to build it. So the ice will be completely ready 2 days or 3 days before the big game.
Wow.
And then they'll perfect it and change it and challenge it. And then the Friday, Friday before the Saturday game, will be a practice day for both teams. And normally it's a fun family skate, too. And I know for myself, you know, my own family being on the ice in Dallas after our practice, it was really, really cool and special for all of us, but especially our players. So, yeah, no, so the day before everyone practices, we try to practice at the same time the game will be. You know, so the lighting is the same. You know, it's going to be dark at that time. But the players love it. And, you know, over the years, the ice has varied in different levels of conditions, but I've never heard a player complain about the ice because it's about the experience.
Yeah, neat. Terry?
Yeah, it really, really is.
Sean, I want you to know that I tried to get George to play the intro to the Yankees, the Yes Network, for their television broadcast.
Hell
came
no.
up, and he vetoed it.
That's sad, isn't it? Because, you know, when you have something great, you should embrace it, regardless of what team it represents, right?
Absolutely.
You know, the last time y'all won it, I was young.
Really young.
Do we really want to compare the last time a team won it? Because I think it was, 26 years ago since you won?
I was young and thin.
Oh, gosh. Sean.
Well, George. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, George, you know I'm pulling for the Braves. They're my last team in it. And it'll be nice to bring a championship to the Southeast, won't it?
Oh, let's do it. Go ahead, Terry.
All right. Sean, one of the things, obviously, Nissan Stadium has held more than just Titans games. Do you go and examine when you and the league are trying to coordinate this and set it up with the Titans, do you examine some of the things that have been done with big events like a Garth Brooks or a Rolling Stones concert and things like that that have been held inside the stadium in preparation for the game?
Well, you always go back and look at what they've done and understand what the capabilities are. Because, when you do a Garth Brooks or a Stones or the CMA Festival, which is, so demanding on a building, that's always encouraging because you have the duplication power, you have the resource, you have certain areas backstage or, back of the house that can do almost any event. And that stadium sure does. It's an incredible stadium. It's a great stadium, great bones. And we felt really confident even before the site visit that they were going to be able to do this in perfect fashion. Because, we've done this game in Fenway and Wrigley and the Cotton Bowl, buildings that are, centuries old. And it still comes off really, really well. So a building that is as modern as Nissan Stadium, we felt pretty confident. And then you go in there and walk it, and you feel even better about it.
And then the other thing, too, that, has been an issue at times with Titans games in the past, is our traffic flow, concessions, getting into the ingress and egress from the stadium. What are some of the things that you hope to be able to do to alleviate any potential problems that might arise there?
Well, the Titans operate the stadium. We don't take the stadium over. They still operate like they do on the Stones, same as the Titans game. And I'm sure they're getting ready for just a fantastic event. And those issues, they just won't be there. And they operate the stadium, and they do so in a manner in which Nashville enjoys.
Well, we're very excited about what's coming, and I want to let people know you can buy your tickets now at nhl.com/, y'all didn't know I knew that word, Stadium Series Tickets, nhl.com/ Stadium Series Tickets. Sean, I am really starting to get with this technology.
You are. I am impressed. I mean, you almost actually talked about watching something on your phone today, and I didn't even realize you knew the brick in your hand could do that.
With a little bit of help, all things are possible. Hey.
That is true.
You did a great job today. He got up there, no notes. Everybody else read. He got up there with no notes, and you could tell there was some real feeling to what he was saying and the passion he felt for it. Sean, thank you so much, and thank you for the visit.
Well, I appreciate the forum and the opportunity. And, George, I've said this, I said it publicly today, we're not here if it wasn't for some of the things that you did 13, 14 years ago. So thank you. And you know what? You don't need notes when you work in Nashville. It's just such a wonderful place that you get to harken back on some nice memories and tremendous people that help push each other along. So thank you for making this possible.
Amen. Thank you for the nice words. Talk to you soon.
All right. See ya. Don't get used to them. See you guys.
Oh, he is a piece of work.